Chapter 9.
It's quite amazing, said Lance Fortescue.
He stared at Detective Inspector Neil, who had met him and his wife at the airport and had taken them into a small office. Neil said,
You've no idea then at all who might have poisoned your father?
No, I expect the old man made a lot of enemies in business, but poisoning? Anyway, I've been abroad for years and know very little of what was going on at home.
Would you like to tell me why you came home at this time?
Certainly, Inspector. I heard from my father 6 months ago, soon after my marriage. He suggested that I came home and enter the firm. I came over to England 3 months ago and went down to see him at Yew Tree Lodge. He made me a very good offer, and I flew back to East Africa to discuss it with my wife, Pat, and I decided to accept the offer. I had to finish up my business there, and I told him I would send him a telegram with the date of my arrival in England.
Inspector Neil coughed.
This seems to have caused your brother some surprise.
Lance's attractive face lit up with laughter.
I believe Percival knew nothing about it, he said. He was on holiday in Norway when I came over, and I suspect that my father made his offer to me because he had had a huge fight with poor Percival. It would be just the old man's idea of a good joke to bring me home. However, as usual, Percy wins. I've arrived too late.
Yes, said Inspector Neil thoughtfully. On your visit last August, did you meet any other members of the family?
My stepmother was there at tea.
He grinned.
The old boy certainly knew how to choose a woman.
Were you upset about your father's remarriage?
I certainly wasn't. What I'm really surprised at is that the old man didn't marry again before. Is that how it is, Inspector? Do you suspect my stepmother of poisoning my father?
Inspector Neil's face became blank.
It's early days to have any definite ideas about anything, Mr. Fortescue, he said pleasantly. Now, may I ask you what your plans are?
Where is the family? All down at Yew Tree Lodge?
Yes.
I should go down there straight away.
He turned to his wife.
And you should go and stay at the Barnes Hotel, Pat. I'm not sure of my welcome. And I don't want to take you to a house where there's a poisoner around.